From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone Tuesday, their first such conversation since Russia condemned a U.S. military attack against Syria last month. The White House described the conversation as a very good one. But Kremlin officials quoted by Russian media termed the call businesslike and constructive. The two leaders agreed to have their top diplomats, Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, step up discussions on a ceasefire for the six-year-long conflict in Syria. Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton blamed FBI Director James Comey and the website WikiLeaks for her loss in the 2016 presidential election. Speaking at an event Tuesday with CNN reporter Krishan Amanpour, Clinton says she was on the way to winning before WikiLeaks began releasing emails stolen from her campaign manager, and Comey told Congress he was reviewing additional emails related to Clinton's use of a private server.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
The Senate on Tuesday confirmed Jay Clayton, the Wall Street attorney chosen by President Donald Trump to lead the Securities and Exchange Commission. The agency is tasked with policing and writing rules for Wall Street. Some Democrats joined the Republicans in the 61-37 vote. This is VOA News.